This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. In case you hadn't noticed, a lot of people are on the cusp of a four-day weekend. Tuesday is the 4th of July, and lots of people are using that as a reason to get out and take a road trip. But where exactly should you go? Joining us now is Jen Rose Smith, a travel writer from Winooski and author of New England Road Trip. Jen, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Let's start kind of close to home. If you're a Vermonter and you're doing a road trip, what is worth swallowing your misplaced pride and just becoming a tourist for?
In Vermont?
Yeah.
I mean, I think there are so many places that are a little bit overlooked by Vermonters. Some of my favorite spots are Calvin Coolidge Homestead down in Plymouth Notch. St. Johnsbury Athenaeum is a favorite. I love going down to Hildene, which is the former Lincoln home in Manchester. And Nalaka and Scott Farm Orchard is another spot that I really like. That's where Rudyard Kipling lived while he was writing parts of Kim and Captain Courageous.
So, okay, let's do a couple of road trip genres here for people who have sort of themes that they want to hit. And you can use the whole region for this. So what if your family loves the outdoors and is really into mountains and beaches? Give us some suggestions.
There's so much close by, but one of my favorite places to go for mountains is definitely the White Mountains. And Maine, I think, has some of the best beaches in New England. So I would, for 4 days, I would drive to Mount Washington, take the Cog Railway up to the top where there's amazing views. It's a really exciting place to explore with lots of hiking. And then the next day, you could drive to Portland, go on a sail at Portland Bay, and then you could head to Mid-Coast Maine. So two of the best beaches in Mid-Coast are right next to each other. So Reed State Park, which has tide pooling and surfable waves and beautiful lighthouse views. And then Popham Beach is right a few miles over.
And now, if you're a family that's really into art, music, and culture...
So for that, I would go to the Berkshires. I mean, it's so accessible for Vermont. It's really easy to access. And there's a little bit of something for everyone. So starting north to south, you could go to Mass MoCA, and you could go to the Clark Art Institute in the northern Berkshires. Move down to Lenox, and you could catch a show at Tanglewood Music Festival. So you can always get $15 lawn tickets, so you can watch the Boston Symphony Orchestra outside with a big picnic, hanging out in the sunshine. It's really beautiful. And then a little bit farther south, there's all these great folk music destinations. So the Guthrie Music Center is where Arlo Guthrie sort of set up a museum to folk music and his music. And every week there's a big hootenanny that you can join in if you bring an instrument.
You have to bring your own instrument?
Yeah. I mean, I think you can go and sing along. They probably let you clap. They might have some tambourines, but I think you should bring your own instrument.
Bring the spoons. You could just do. You could play the spoons.
You'd be very welcome. It's that kind of crowd.
What about history? Give us some tips for your favorite history spots.
So I just took a trip to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and I think it's really one of the most exciting places to explore history in New England.
Like, I love Portsmouth.
It's wonderful, isn't it? And they've kind of expanded their perspective on history. So there's a Black History Trail. They're really looking into some of the parts of Portsmouth history that haven't always been a part of the story we've told about New England. So Strawberry Bank Museum also is, I think, the largest collection of colonial-era houses in New England. And they're all kind of clustered together, and they have really wonderful docents and great interpreters. And if you went to Portsmouth, you could continue then to Boston and Plymouth Plantation. And this is a really good year also to visit Walden, because this is Henry David Thoreau's 200th birthday. So I would definitely recommend heading to Concord, Mass., and going for the walk that you can kind of follow in the footsteps of Thoreau and Emerson, and just kind of explore a place that's a big part of New England history.
What about swimming there? I had friends who grew up in Concord, Mass., who said, maybe you don't want to swim in Walden Pond.
It gets a little bit crowded. That might not be my favorite destination for swimming, but if it's a hot day, I would not complain about jumping in at Walden Pond.
You mentioned Portsmouth, New Hampshire as a great place for history, but I think it's also one of the places that you suggest if people want to have sort of a driving tour, but then park the car and get out and not have to drive to every destination.
Yeah, you know, that's always one of my biggest pieces of advice when going on a road trip is, oddly, to try and not be in the car for a big chunk of it. And Portsmouth just has this new system of city bikes that are kind of designed for tourists. So you can park outside of town, grab one of their bikes. It's really compact and easy to get around, cruise around town, drop it whenever you're done, and you don't have to spend time in the car once you get there.
Food. Obviously, you have to eat. You know, you can't do a road trip without eating. And in around New England these days, I mean, It's just a wealth of opportunities for foodies, but I'd love you to pick out a few places where you think this is really a destination for you to go if you're a food lover.
So there's two that I would love to highlight. One is kind of the classic New England food city. Everyone talks about how Portland, Maine has great food, and it's so, so true. So there's amazing beer, amazing cocktails, really great restaurants, and there's just people kind of pushing the envelope, and that would be one of my very favorite places to eat. But I just got back from a trip to Central Falls, Rhode Island, and it's a place that doesn't get a ton of credit, but there's an amazing Portuguese-speaking population there. There's a lot of Colombians. It's the place to go if you want to, like, visit restaurants and eat arepas. I was there the other day and had grilled octopus that was so fresh and wonderful, and I think it's a really exciting place to eat right now, and it's a little bit different from some of the rest of New England.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about Rhode Island in general, because at least for me, it's one of the places that I sort of forget as, and I don't mean to throw any shade on Rhode Island. It's a wonderful place. And when I've been there, I've thought, this is really wonderful. I love every place I've been to in Rhode Island, but it's just not a place I often think of as a New England destination from here.
I think that's really true, and that's maybe one reason why I always am telling people to go to Rhode Island, because I think it's so tiny, and there's a little bit of everything in one place, like history and art and beautiful nature, but Providence has incredible museums and really cool libraries and just beautiful architecture. Central Falls, which I mentioned, is a great place for food. Newport has some of the best historic house museums in New England, so all these crazy Gilded Age, over-the-top, huge mansions with just like everything gilded. And then Block Island, I think, is one of the best places to ride bikes and just generally go bird watching and explore nature. Nature Conservancy named it one of the last great places in the Western Hemisphere, and a little bit over 40% of it is in conservation. So there's a really thriving marine bird population and beautiful little towns to hang out in. You can bike around the entire island in a couple hours, and just a really fun place to be.
So it sounds like Rhode Island's really got it all.
It kind of does.
Do you have to go on a lot of tours or places or destinations that you think, this was really not a winner, in order to then be able to tell us, here are the really great ones?
I do a lot of traveling in New England, and I think there's always something pretty interesting about most places. And there might be places in New England that I would recommend with a caveat, but there's great stories to explore wherever you go. So there's not many places that I've been that I've thought, this just isn't for anyone.
Okay, but I have been a travel writer and a travel guide writer, and I know that there is a lot of drudgery. I mean, you have to spend a lot of time figuring out the schedule. When is this place open? Is this really its website? What are its summer hours versus its winter hours? What's the parking like? I mean, it's not all fun and games to do this kind of work that then the rest of us get to enjoy.
Yeah, there's this very glamorous, 8% of the time that I'm running around visiting places, and this very unglamorous majority of the time that I'm hunched over my computer checking hours and websites.
What are you doing this weekend? Are you getting to enjoy the long weekend, or are you going to be working?
I am. I drove to Mount Desert Island, so I'm hanging out in Southwest Harbor, which is so beautiful. Went for a bike ride this morning, going for a climb later. It's really wonderful out here.
So do you live in Winooski?
I do.
What are your favorite spots in Winooski for a non-road trip, like staycation?
Oh my gosh, there's so much to do in Winooski. I really love Winooski. So I would take a walk down the river trail, stop by Waterworks for a drink, go around the circle, maybe eat a little bit of food at each of the places. So there's Misery Loves Company, and then across the circle there's Scout Coffee Company, which is one of my favorite coffee shops in the area.
One of the best lattes in Vermont.
Truly one of the best lattes in Vermont. And then there's just some fun little neighborhoods, too. I would just poke around on your bicycle, see what you can find.
So, Jen Rose, any advice for people who are now thinking, I want to be a travel guide writer?
Write about the things you see. I mean, it's pretty, most of the people that I know who write about travel just started about writing about the things that interest them. And I think that it's really open to anyone.
Well, I really appreciate you giving us all these tips. I'm not going on a road trip this weekend, and now I really wish I was. Jen Rose Smith is the author of New England Road Trip. It's a moon guide, and we'll have a link at vpr.net. Click on Vermont Edition. Jen, thank you so much, and happy long weekend. I'm glad you're getting a break.
Thanks so much. Have a wonderful holiday.